Hey CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 3. In sports, when an athlete is chosen to join a team, typically the first thing they will do is put on the team's cap or jersey. When an artist is chosen to receive an award, they immediately begin to think about the clothes they will wear. When a student graduates and goes to their first corporate job interview, if they're fortunate enough to get the job, one of the first things they will do is to update their wardrobe. In all of these cases, the persons will humbly wear their outfits with pride. Humbly because they were chosen to be a part of something bigger than themselves, and with pride because they get to represent something bigger than themselves. Let's read Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. As followers of Jesus, nothing should give us more pride than to have God choose us. At the same time, nothing should make us feel more humble than to be chosen by God. But chosen for what? Chosen to be loved by God, to be a part of the family of God, and to represent His kingdom in this world. Just as teams and corporations have their uniforms and colors, all of us who are chosen by God should clothe ourselves with our new team's jerseys and colors. However, the main article of clothing we should wear is not a pair of shoes or a dress or a suit. The main article of clothing for those of us chosen by God is humility, and we should wear it with pride. Think about it. When a policeman, fireman, or soldier puts on their uniform, they are representing something greater than themselves. They are representing their family, community, and their nation, and they should wear their uniform both humbly and with pride. As God's chosen people, we get to represent something far bigger than our earthly families, communities, and nations. We get to represent an almighty God. Therefore, we should wear humility everywhere we go, not only at church, but also at school, at work, and wherever we are, irrespective of what we are doing. We should wear humility humbly and with pride. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I humbly come before your throne with thanksgiving and praise. I am humbled that you would consider me, that you would choose me to become a part of your family. Father, I am humbled because I recognize that I do not deserve such love, that I do not deserve the honor to sit at the side of Jesus and call him brother, savior, and Lord. Yet it is with great pride that I can call myself a child of the Most High God and co-heir with Jesus. I pray that you would continue to grant me the privilege and the honor of wearing my salvation humbly and with pride wherever I go. I pray that people everywhere would see Jesus in me. I pray that my actions, words, plans, even the clothes I wear would be a witness, a humble and yet very proud witness of your unfailing love for us. I thank you for the example we have in Jesus, and I thank you because you loved us enough to send him to ransom us. It is in his precious name that I humbly pray. Amen.